At the top left of the screen, you are shown a stack of 4 slabs. Each slab has a thickness of 1 unit. The bottommost slab, B1, has a side of 4 units and its volume works out to be 16 cubic units. The slab B2 above it has a side of 3 units and it has a volume of 9 cubic units. B3 has a side of 2 units and its volume works out to be 4 cubic units. The topmost slab B4 has a side of 1 unit and has a volume of 1 cubic unit. Sum of volume of all the slabs in the stack works out to be 30 cubic units. Consider now a stack of 8 slabs. Each slab is of thickness 0.5 units. The total height of the stack has remained the same as earlier. Calculating the volume of all the slices in the stack and adding up the volumes of all the slices gives us a figure of 28.86 cubic units. Increasing the number of slices to 16 will give us a volume of 28.40 cubic units. With 32 slices, the volume comes out to be 28.19 cubic units. With 64 of them, it is 28.10 cubic units. Pause for a moment and observe the stack now. It almost looks like a pyramid. True, a regular pyramid would have a continuous variation of side, and in this case we have a stepwise variation of side. But since the step is very small, we are approaching continuity very closely. Suppose we had started with a regular pyramid with a top face of side 1 unit and a bottom face of side 4 units. We could divide it into a number of slices, say 128 of them. And these slices would be slightly different from the slices earlier. The top face of the slice would have a slightly lower area and the bottom face a slightly larger area. But since the slice is very thin, the areas would be very close to each other. We could calculate the volume of the slice by considering the area of the upper face as the area of the entire slice and get a lower estimate for its volume, or consider the area of the entire slice as the area of the bottom face and get an upper estimate for the volume. We could repeat the calculation for all the slices of the pyramid and add up the volumes. We will end up with a lower estimate for the volume of the pyramid or an upper estimate for the volume. These two values will be very close because the number of slices is very large. Mathematically, we could tend the number of slices to infinity and the thickness of each slice to zero and arrive at a lower estimate and an upper estimate which are very, very close to each other.